So tomorrow is Labor Day, a day that our country has decided to recognize the contribution of the American worker. And I thought I would just spend just a moment reflecting a little bit on work and the importance of it, and also the importance of rest, which tomorrow represents for many of us that are in the workforce. You know, it's very interesting to me that whenever you stop and think about it, we have maybe some misconceptions about what we think work is. Some of us enjoy the work that we do. We find great satisfaction, purpose, and meaning in it. Others of us find it to be a drudgery, just a necessary evil of life. But when you go back to the book of Genesis, you discover something extremely interesting, especially in chapter 2's account of the creation. It is very eye-opening that we find that work is not a result of the fall, but instead, it is a God-created blessing that is meant to inspire and give us fulfillment and purpose in life. In Genesis chapter 2, before the fall of Genesis 3, the Bible says in verse number 15, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to care for it." So with a striking truth comes off the page here that work was a part of paradise. When you go back to chapter 2 in the first few verses, you discover that God himself is a creative force, a worker, if you will. And after creating all that we know, he sat down from his work and rested on the seventh day. And God said that that day would be holy, verse number 3. I find that very interesting as well, that when we look at God, the one in whom we have been made in his image, that God is both a creator and recognizes the value and importance of work, and at the same time, we see that God recognizes the value and the importance of resting from our work as well. So I think for us to be able to survive and thrive as human beings, we have to fully recognize that being made in God's image and to know what it means to fully be human and live human lives, we need work to survive. I can't tell you how many folks that I've seen over the years that have worked really hard at their jobs, and they've retired, and then you look up, and a month or two, they got another job. And you wonder, what is that about? Because there's something inside of us where we feel like we need to be productive. We need to be creators, and we need to be cultivators of the life that we've been given. But there's a balance there, because if you're not careful, work can consume you and it can become an idol. And so God wanted us to take time regularly to experience a Sabbath rest from our work, to put work in its proper place. Because you see, if our identity becomes what we do and what our work is, rather than who Christ is, then our success can go to our heads and our failure will go to our hearts. And as a result, our work can destroy us from the inside out. And so we must understand that, yes, we've been made to be creators and cultivators of what God has given us. And we need to recognize the importance of balancing that with taking rest, taking Sabbath, and putting work in its proper place. But I think tomorrow especially, as we have a chance to be able to rest from our labor, I want to encourage all of us to think about who we're really working for. In Colossians 3 and verse 23, the Bible says that when you work, you should work heartily, recognizing that you're not really working for man, but what you do, you're working for the Lord. And honor him and bring your belief that he is of paramount importance into everything that you do. Now, when we think about work, and as I close these thoughts out, there was on one occasion whenever some people came to Jesus, and they're clamoring to find Jesus because on one prior to this, Jesus had fed them miraculously, and they're looking everywhere for him to get more bread. And Jesus gives them this admonition in John 6, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." And then the crowds asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" And Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. And so tonight, let me ask you, have you done the work of God? And that is believing that God did the work for you and surrendering in belief to all that Jesus has done for you. He gave his life that you might be saved. He paid your debt so that you wouldn't have to, so that you could experience the blessing that you don't deserve, and yet God gives it to you. He puts his stamp of approval on you as a child of God if you come to Christ in belief and surrender your life to him. Maybe tonight you need to do that. Maybe you need to come in repentance and baptism and pledge your life to Christ. If we can help you in your obedience, maybe you need prayers. Won't you come to him as we stand and sing?